begin our triduum to Our Lady of Mount Carmel and a very, very precious devotion that we have. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Today is the feast of Saint Bonaventure. Could you imagine, though, the number of saints that lived around his time? He was actually friends with many of them. I'm not sure if he actually personally met St. Francis of Assisi, but there is a connection in his life that we'll get to in a moment. But he was friends with St. Thomas Aquinas. He was friends also with St. Robert Bellarmine. He knew King St. Louis as well. He was friends with him. So many friends who were saints at the same time. It was a beautiful time in those Middle Ages, the period that the world calls the Dark Ages. That was perhaps the most beautifully Catholic period of history. In any case, when Saint Bonaventure was just a young infant, he came down with a sickness that was so bad that doctors gave up any hope of him being cured. So the mother, she knew St. Francis of Assisi personally. Remember, he was never a priest. He remained a deacon. He was so very humble that he would never go above the order of deacon. But the mother went to him and said, "My son is sick. Please pray for him. And if he gets better, then I will offer him to God, and he will become a follower of you, a Franciscan." Well, he prayed. The son got much better. He had a complete healing. And then when the mother returned to tell St. Francis about it, he said in the Italian, "Oh, buona ventura," which means, "Oh, happy event." And that's how St. Bonaventure got his name, from those two words, buona ventura, a happy event. Well, later on, St. Bonaventure, when he was a little bit older, he heard of his mother's promise to dedicate him to the Franciscan order. He was very pleased with that, and so he became a Franciscan. Later on, he became actually the general of that order, the head of that order, much to the fact that he didn't want to do it at all. But he also went to Paris to study with St. Thomas Aquinas. They both got their doctorates. And later on, when St. Thomas was visiting St. Bonaventure, St. Thomas wanted to see his library. That's kind of interesting, the human side of it, how the academics, of course, they're interested in one another's libraries. So he goes and, "I want to see your library tonight." Well, St. Bonaventure took him into his library, and he pointed right to the crucifix, and he said, "This is my library." And he said, "I always kneel before this crucifix and pray. And when I'm having trouble with a certain subject, then I pray all the longer before this crucifix. And our blessed Lord teaches me all the lessons that I need to know." I wonder if that's where, as a side note, where St. Thomas got it too. You remember a similar story in his life when someone had asked him how he became so smart, and he pointed to his crucifix. Same thing. See how two friends can encourage each other to those good works. St. Bonaventure wrote a very good book, a biography on St. Francis of Assisi. I remember reading it, I think in my minor seminary year. It was an easy read, a pleasant one. But one day, as St. Bonaventure was actually sitting down to write it, St. Thomas came by again for a visit. Someone else answered the door, and when St. Thomas heard what St. Bonaventure was doing at that moment, he said, "Don't bother Bonaventure." He said, "Let one saint work for another." That was a beautiful thought. He was writing the life of St. Francis. But I think the lesson today is just a very simple one. We can put it into practice very easily every day, even in public without being seen. We should always have a crucifix. We should say our prayers before the crucifix. Remember that a blessing of an image that a priest or bishop puts on it asks for the grace that all who kneel before this image learn to imitate that who it depicts or portrays. So it is a beautiful sacramental. Kneel before your crucifix. Pray. And even in public, if you need a crucifix, pull out your rosary. Hold the crucifix in hand and learn from our Lord Jesus crucified. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.